And we are back with hour number two of the Power Hour. It is Monday, November 29, 2021. Dave Krieger with you, and 12:06 p.m. Central Standard Time. For those of you that are chiming in, the number is 844-769-2944. That number, once again, if you haven't already written it down, you know what? You should just actually save this as a new contact in your phone, 844-769-2944, and that way you can just put the Power Hour in there and just, you know, go to that right away and say, "Hey Siri, give me the Power Hour." And all of a sudden, you know, my phone goes off and now she's asking me to dial the Power Hour. You gotta love that. it's wonderful. See, she couldn't find it. See how that works? All right. But you have it on there if you've saved it. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And, you have to understand that when we're talking about government, let's take America, for example. The Declaration of Independence proclaims that governments are instituted to secure the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that those governments derive their powers from the consent of the governed. Early governments were often formed in the conquest of one people by another, and the right of the rulers to rule was attributed to God's will and passed along from father to son. In a few places, Athens, Rome, medieval Germany, there were fitful attempts to create a democratic government. Now, after America's example, we take it for granted in civilized country that governments stand or fall on popular consent. Well, I think we've heard from Patrice in Ohio and Chance in West Virginia that echoed Patrice's comments in our last hour, just about how, you know, a lot of people are dying for Christ, and, you know, that's a good thing. Not that they're dead, but the fact that they died for the right reasons. And they died for the right to say what they believed. In places like China and Africa and the Arab world, they still are dying for the right to say what they believe. And there is a filmmaker, author, and lecturer who has been on the front line, and I did not realize this gentleman has written 13 books and has 21 films out, which are streaming on YouTube, or at least the latest one I know of is, on the Trail of the Nephilim series. L.A. Marzulli, welcome to the Power Hour, sir.
Hey, great to be here again. Thanks for having me on, Dave. Really appreciate it.
You bet. And I'm kind of curious, because before we went on, we were talking about these Luciferian concepts that you were propounding. What say you to that?
Well, the title of the free film, which is on YouTube, is called UFO Disclosure, The Coming Great Deception of a Luciferian Endgame. If we go to Scripture, we get some prophecies there that are very alarming. Jesus warns us that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible, that men would faint from fear from what is coming upon the earth. So we're looking at something which is, you know, unprecedented. And when was the last time you heard a sermon on that? Most pastors just shy away from anything like that. And in some ways, you can't blame them. But we do so at our own peril, and the church does at its own peril. Why would Jesus warn us that men faint from fear from what is coming upon the earth? For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. I mean, that is one of the most dire warnings in the biblical prophetic narrative, yet it's there. And it's stated not by Paul, not by Peter, but by Jesus himself. So then we get into what Paul says, that Lucifer, the dragon, I just prefer to call him the dragon because that's what he is. The dragon comes, you know, to rob, kill, and destroy. Most of us get that. But with all signs and lying wonders, once again, when was the last time you heard a sermon on that? Again, most pastors will just steer away from that. The bottom line is this. When you put those scriptures together in a cosmic blender, what I believe you wind up with is something, an event, that is absolutely unprecedented. And then if you want to cobble onto that, the passage in 2 Thessalonians that says that, you know, let no man deceive you or trouble you or in any way, that the day of the Lord is come and are gathering to him, for that day will not come until, drumroll please, the apostasia, the falling away, the great falling away happens, and then the man of sin, the son of perdition, the Antichrist is revealed. And there might be a time lapse in there. We don't know. Is it one day, a week, a month, a year? We have no idea. But something is coming which is going to cause the apostasy. It's only used one time in the New Testament. The apostasy. There are people who want to use that and say that it's a physical departure, but no way is it, in my opinion, is it some sort of a physical departure. It's a falling away from the faith. And that begs the question, what event would cause people to lose their Christianity, to just walk away from it? Well, I'm glad you asked. And basically, the bottom line is this. When you put all those scriptures together, men faint for fear for what is coming upon the earth. Even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. At the falling away, the great apostasia will happen before the man of sin is revealed. Something is going to happen on this planet. I've been tracking this for decades. I have warned about it for decades. I have written numerous books on it. I've been on countless TV shows, radio shows, many, 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 many conferences, hundreds of conferences, warning about the coming great deception and the Luciferian endgame. And now it is no longer the stuff of tinfoil hats, Dave. It's no longer conspiracy theory because our own government, drum roll please, has stated on the record that UFOs are real. They have stated it on the record. They've also stated that our government has in their possession vehicles not made on this earth. And yet, with statements like that, you think people's heads would be popping up and going, we got to find out what's going on here, but they don't. Tucker Carlson, since 2017, has been sort of the mainstay behind all of this. He brings a lot of different people on. They talk about the phenomena, but it's really cursory stuff. I've done deep dives on this for decades, and there's lots of little sidebars like the abduction phenomena, like the implant phenomena, like the hybrid. These entities are creating a hybrid being. Remember, Jesus warns us it'll be like the days of Noah when the Son of Man returns. And that immediately raises the question, what differentiates the days of Noah from any other time? And that, of course, is the presence of the Nephilim, which is a three-hour discussion, and we don't have that much time. The bottom line is something is going on, and the church really needs to wake up and understand what it is.
Wow, that's a mouthful right there, L.A. 844-769-2944. And, of course, as you know, in Thessalonians, it also says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be gathered up into the clouds with the Lord and shall remain there with him forever. And, see, these are some of the things that, you know, when you look at the doubting Thomases out there, yes, I've been very much aware of Revelation. I think people are deep diving into that book just a little bit too much. And they're trying to, and as some of these ministers out there, especially the radio preachers, are trying to assimilate bits and pieces of Revelation and plugging them in like we're in the middle of tribulation. And this has been we're not. No, I don't believe we are either. I think that this is and you're discovering things and you've made films about all these places that you've been to and discovered. I mean, this is part of our history that even the radical left in this country are not going to be able to eliminate. And you've chronicled these things into films.
Yes, that is our series, On the Trail of the Nephilim series. There's seven films available. You can go to streaming.lamarzulli.net and binge watch all of them. We've got a sale on them. And sit down and watch and educate yourself. There is I say this every day on my YouTube show, and I do it 4 days a week. There is a hidden history that has been deliberately obfuscated from the peoples of the world. There's evidence right here in the Americas which will blow your mind. I mean, we could spend some time talking about sites that I've been to and explored and made the film on. One of my favorites is America's Stonehenge. It used to be called Mystery Hill. It's in New Hampshire. It's a 4,000-year-old site, which rewrites history in itself. But there was a stone that was discovered there. And this stone was buried in the ground. It was under a collapsed chamber at the site. So archaeologists went in and began to excavate the site, and they discovered this stone. They realized that the stone had some kind of writing on it, but no one could decipher it. No one knew what it was. It lay in the museum for 11 years. So let's back up. If it's a hoax, nobody's making any money off of this thing. If it's a hoax, the hoaxer isn't hoaxing anybody because no one's paying any attention to it. It's a stone with some writing, and no one can decipher it. Enter Professor Dr. Barry Fell from Harvard University, who gets wind of the find, and he comes out and looks at it, and he says, I think I can decipher this and interpret it. It appears to be Iberian Punic. That's what it looks like to me. So Several weeks later, he comes up with the translation. Now, before I get to the punchline here, let me back up. When I was there in the museum, I'm with Kelsey Stone, third generation of the Stone family, who are the curators and owners of the 115-acre site in New Hampshire, America's Stonehenge. And I go, Kelsey, what's this? And he goes, well, these are the stones with writing on them and artifacts on them that we gathered from the site that were discovered. I go, oh, that's interesting. And I'm holding a camera. This is all B-roll. I'm holding a camera just on him. So you hear my voice, but you don't see me, but the camera's on Kelsey. And I go, well, what's this stone? He goes, oh, well, that's Siberian Punic. It was found in a collapsed chamber. It was deciphered by Dr. Barry Fell from Harvard University. And I said, what does it say? And he goes, well, it says this, Tubal of the Canaanites in dedication. And you hear this long pause. I left it all in the film. You hear this long pause. And then you hear me go, and I'm incredulous at this point. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I go, what did you just say? I can't believe what I'm hearing. And he says it again. And he kind of nervously laughs. To Baal of the Canaanites, you know, in dedication. Well, stop right there. Stop right there. They don't know what they're sitting on. I've always believed that site was a Nephilim site. In other words, the Nephilim were the progeny of fallen angels of the women of Earth, creating giants, Genesis 6. But they were also on the Earth in those days and also afterwards. The site's 4,000 years old. What is the stone that says to Baal of the Canaanites doing in New Hampshire, number one? Number two, Baal is the Canaanite deity, obviously another name for the dragon, and they're all worshiping him. But the Canaanites are a broad term for Nephilim tribes. That's what the Nephilim were. And they were in the promised land. That's why the mandate comes down from a loving, holy God to wipe every man, woman, and child out in the promised land, in Jericho, all these places, because their genetics. And I realize some people are going, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm hearing this. What does this have to do with salvation? Genesis 3:15, the seed of the dragon, the seed of a serpent, the offspring of a serpent will be at enmity at war with the seed of the woman, the offspring of the woman, the progeny of the woman. He, one coming from the woman, he, the Messiah, will crush the dragon's head. Folks, that sets up the rest of our Bible, Genesis 3:15. And if we don't come to an understanding that it's a seed war, it's as plain as day, plain as a nose on your face, that it's a seed war, the seed of the dragon versus the seed of the woman. That's what this is. And that erupts three chapters later in Genesis 6. And it continues to the promised land.
That's amazing, L.A. 844-769-2944. Chance in West Virginia, you must be trying to set a record for the most consecutive calls on one radio show. How are you doing, sir?
Yes, hello, Dave. I had a call back. I heard Mr. Marzulli. Mr. Marzulli, I remember listening to you on AVR, American Voice Radio, Francis Stephan outlet, and I also, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Marzulli, I also believe you were on the shortwave radio back in the 90s, late 90s, I believe?
It would be very, very late 90s, very late 90s.
Yes, I remember. Well, I had a call and say hello, and I also have a book, by the way. Well, I have a couple books by this author, James Perloff. James Perloff credited you with those archaeological finds that you came up with. And I'm sure you're aware of that, correct?
I've never heard of this gentleman. I need to do some research. No, that's amazing.
Oh, yes. Wow. I can't recall which book it is. I have maybe four or five of his books. James Perloff, P-E-R-L-O-F-F. He credited you, like I said, with your archaeological finds, the giant bones. Yeah, and it was rather complimentary. And unfortunately, Mr. Marzulli, I don't have any of your books. I've always meant to check them out, but I just haven't gotten around to it. But I'd like to say God bless you and keep up the good work. And, Dave, thank you for taking my call once again.
Yeah, not a problem, Chance. We appreciate that. It's callers like you that keep us on our toes and enlighten. You know, this is the thing. A lot of our callers out there, L.A., are very enlightened and very astute, and you can tell how much studying that they do, especially in their Bible at this day and age. So this Luciferian concept, you've got this stone in New Hampshire that basically is, I mean, where do you think that came from? This is a thing that's basically worshiping the dragon. I mean, when you said Baal, I used to call it Baal because that's what we were taught in the Lutheran church, but I mean, the thing is the same. It's still, they're worshiping a false god. And so, you know, have you figured out where this stone came from, or is this just something that's one of these mysteries again?
No, not at all. The Phoenicians were first of all part of the Nephilim tribes, and you're right, it is Baal, I think, is more the correct pronunciation, but I've heard it both ways. But you know, sure, we'll stick with Baal for the time being. The Phoenicians were master seamen. There's no doubt about that. And the Phoenicians were all over the place. I mean, all throughout the Mediterranean. We know, and our hypothesis has always been that when Joshua and Caleb pressed the conquest of the Promised Land, the Levant, that the Nephilim tribes were there. How do we know that? Because Scripture tells us. The Zanzumim, the Emims, the Nephilim, the Rephaim, the Anakim, the Horites. These were all different Nephilim tribes, and they might have had different genetic characteristics. For instance, Anakim means long necks. That's what it means. Not necessarily a giant. They could have just had, you know, look, something's going on here. There is a hidden history that has been deliberately obfuscated from the peoples of the world. So as the conquest of Canaan happened, we believe, and there's evidence of it, there's historical evidence of it, there used to be a stele, a pillar of stone, in Africa. And this was, it's no longer there. But Europeans discovered the stone, and it said, "We are they who fled from Joshua the robber, the son of Nun." I'll say it again. We are they who fled from Joshua, the robber, the son of Nun. Joshua and Caleb led the conquest in the Levant, conquest of the Promised Land. They did that. And God went with them. Why? Because he wants that piece of real estate. I wrote about this, all this, in a book, The Cosmic Chess Match. What are the Nephilim tribes doing there? Why are they entrenched? And why does God want that piece of real estate? I mean, it's really, we don't have time to get into all that. But there was a diaspora of these Nephilim tribes. Not all of them were wiped out. And we know that because David comes up against Goliath. And Goliath, if you're a non-supernatural guy, well, Goliath might be 7 feet tall. Nonsense. Goliath, in my opinion, was up around 12 feet. Ogre, Og, King of Bashan, 13, 14, 15 feet tall. I mean, the giants were there. And guess what? They're everywhere. There's this Western migration that happens about 3,500 years ago. And we see exactly what they do. They go to Cyprus. They go to Gozo. They go to Sardinia. They go to Mallorca. They go to southern Spain. And dolmens are erected. We see these unbelievable sites. And, of course, modern-day archaeologists insist that it was all done, you know, with manpower and oxen power. Well, why does it all go away? Why does it just all go away? And one of the more interesting aspects of all of this, which completely takes it off the rails, is that most of these sites are built on an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. Your listeners are going, well, what does that mean, L.A.? What's an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle? So, Dave, you and I beamed down from heaven 4,000 years ago, okay? And you and I are at America's Stonehenge in New Hampshire. Let's just stay there. And we're looking around, and we kind of go, wow, there's the moon, Dave. And you go, yep, there's the moon, L.A. And the next night we look at it and go, wow, it looks like it came up in a different place. And you go, yeah. So we go, let's figure out what this thing is doing. And so we stay up and we watch the moon rise. We put a stake in the ground. And then we watch the moon set. We put another stake in the ground. And we go to a deer hide with some coal or whatever, and we write, or paint, ochre, whatever we use, and we kind of get this. So that's not night number one. Night number two, the moon comes up in a slightly different place, another stake, sets in another different place, boom, another stake. So we do this for about 30 days. We're doing really good. We got all these different stakes in the ground. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We've got the deer skin. We're trying to crunch the data, but it's kind of hard on the deer skin. And we're really not sure where this is going or how long. But we see that every single day the moon is different. But then, guess what? A five-day storm comes in. The sky is blackened, it's raining, it's cloudy, it's foggy, we can't see the moon, we got to start all over again. Here's what people don't understand. It's an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. Native Americans did not travel in this. They didn't know about it. Archaeologists will insist, well, they must have known about it in L.A. because it's there. Not so fast, citizen, that's a straw man argument. Prove to me that First Nation people, Native Americans, knew that. They didn't. Chief Joseph Riverwind comes on the record with us in the film, indigenous man, right, First Nation person. And he said, none of the tribes knew about this. We didn't know about it. Europeans didn't know about it. In the Book of Enoch, which is a pseudepigraphical book, not canon, but it's quoted in the Book of Jude, all right? So it was widely read in the first century. It kind of disappeared, and then it was sort of rediscovered in the 19th century. R.H. Charles did a translation of it. And it talks about these fallen angels that came, quid pro quo. We gave them access to the women, all right? They gave us technology and knowledge. One of the things one of the fallen angels gave mankind, the guy's name was Sariel, was the knowledge of the lunar precession, the knowledge of the seasons, the solstices, the equinoxes. Well, equinox is one thing. You can kind of figure that out because it happens pretty much the same day year after year after year. And you can see that, okay, the days are growing, you know, longer, longer, longer. I think it's this day. Boom. You can kind of get that. And Native Americans knew that. They knew the longest day of the year. Not taking that away from them. But they didn't know, and most Europeans didn't know, that we were on an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. Stonehenge, America's Stonehenge, is based on an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. England's Stonehenge is based on an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. The Serpent Mound in Ohio, based on an 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle. I could go on and on and on. These are Nephilim sites. There's a supernatural element to all of them, which is why we're on the trail. I'll give you something which should blow people's minds. When you go, there are these standing stones at America's Stonehenge. We're just going to sit there. I've been to numerous sites, but we're just going to sit there. There are standing stones that circle the center point of America's Stonehenge. There's a sacrificial table, but that's another discussion. But there's a center point. And so when you would go on the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, and you would look at the standing stone, or the longest day of the year, you'd stand in the center of that site, look out to the standing stone, and you would watch the sunrise come up directly over that stone. And I hear the bumper music. I'll stop right there.
You got it. Yeah, we'll stop right there.
Wait for you to see where it goes.
Okay, we're going to come back with that. L.A. Marzulli is with us here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back after the break. I got more stuff to talk about with L.A. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb & Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. To thank our customers, we are offering a 15% discount this week from now until November the 30th. Dropship items are excluded. No code is necessary. The discount will be applied at checkout. We appreciate and thank you for your support of the Power Hour Radio Show. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Be healthy.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Orega Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back with the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. It is 12:32 p.m. Central Time, Monday, November 29, 2021. Yep, I hope your Thanksgiving was good and you didn't gorge yourself and come up with a serious L-tryptophan buzz, but we got 15% off site-wide on the Power Mall. That's right, 15% off, which excludes dropship products. So anything that you see on thepowermall.com, we just gave you the phone number, 15% off the Happy Bodies products all week long. So this is how we stay afloat, folks, is the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. And, of course, these are troubling times, and there are some folks out there that have been doing some really, really heavy research, judging from the conversations we've been having with L.A. Marzulli here on our show. And so for those of you who want to chime in and ask some very serious questions of this learned scholar of history, 844-769-2944, and we're talking about history that just didn't magically happen. This is history that actually occurred, and some of what L.A. Marzulli has been talking about in our last half hour, we have been finding out about in our current day over time. And so before we got into the break, L.A. was discussing a concept regarding the solar table, and this is in New Hampshire, of all places. I wouldn't have suspected it on the trail of the Nephilim series. L.A., go ahead with a punchline. I'm ready for it.
So here's the punchline. So when you stand at the center point of America's Stonehenge and you look out at the summer solstice standing stone, remember, there are stones all around that you can sight. And this particular stone, the summer solstice sunrise, happens right over the stone. So you say to yourself, well, okay, so what? I mean, could you and I do it? Yeah, we could. But the stone itself weighs around 3 tons. So, you know, that's not so easy to move and erect. And it's done with the utmost precision. So enter Kelsey Stone, third generation. I already talked about him before the break. So Kelsey is a college student. He's about 22, 23 years old at this time. He's grown up on the site. He's grown up on America's Stonehenge. He knows all about it. So he's on Google Earth. Remember, we didn't have Google Earth 20 years ago, okay? So right. He's on Google Earth, and he's wondering, I wonder what happens if I draw a line from the center of our henge, of our site, out to the summer solstice standing stone. I wonder how close it comes to my house. He's just a kid, just messing around at college with nothing else to do on Google Earth. He draws the line, and it goes pretty close to his house. It goes, wow, far out. So then he starts extending the line, all right? And he extends it through up through Massachusetts. He's over Newfoundland. He's out over the Atlantic. He goes through Ireland. Now he's in southern England, and he realizes that, wow, you know, I might be pretty close to Stonehenge, England. I wonder how close the line comes. So he starts to zoom in. Those of listeners who are familiar with Google Earth, you can extend the line and then start zooming in to see where you are. To Kelsey's absolute astonishment, that line, which starts from the center of America, Stonehenge, and goes out directly over the summer solstice standing stone, which is about 75, 80 yards away from the site, from the center of the site. That line, when carried out over the Atlantic Ocean through Ireland, it bisects the center trilithons at Stonehenge, England. A trilithon is two uprights with a lintel, a horizontal piece. And there are two of them at Stonehenge, England, and they are at angles to each other. That line bisects dead center, both of them. That is impossible to do 4,000 years ago.
This is impossible. I mean, this is almost like the, you remember St. Germain, this is almost like the legates that they suggested in here being able to travel from one point to another. You're talking about a direct correlation between both Stonehenges, and I mean, I'm just fascinated by this. Chad in North Carolina, you want to chime in on this call?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I'm no expert on this, but I'm not even sure what the American Stonehenge is you're talking about. I've heard what I think of has been referred to that as the Georgia Guidestones. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's funny, Chad. No. You should bring that up.
I have seen in the ley lines were described in the video, The Secret Teachings of America's Beginnings with Chris Pinto, episode one, where he pointed out that you could line up, I think it was the original colonies, and if you drew a line around the earth, it would hit Stonehenge, which is, that's about as much as I know about it.
All right. Well, appreciate your call, Chad. And LA is going to get to this.
Yeah, America Stonehenge and the Georgia Guidestones are two completely different sites. America Stonehenge is about a 4,000-year-old Nephilim site, in my opinion. Georgia Guidestones were erected in modernity several decades ago. So there's no correlation between them as far as, like, ley lines or anything like that. Again, the punchline, when you carry that line, you intersect the two trilithons at Stonehenge, England. But it gets better. Once they got that, and they did it numerous times. I mean, they checked the work. They had other people check the work. I mean, it's there. In my opinion, Dave, it is the most astounding archaeological discovery of the 20th and 21st century. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Because it peels back the layers of a hidden history. Something else is going on. You can't do that in antiquity. It's impossible. You can't get a string long enough. You can't do it. You have to be in the air and triangulate it. I've shown this to surveyors, and they just sit there, and their minds are totally blown. You can do it now because we have triangulation. But you go back 4,000 years, we didn't have triangulation, but guess who did? Who is the prince of the power of the air? Hello. But
yeah.
Once they got that, they realized, I wonder where these other standing stones. I wonder if these other standing stones that are there on our site at America Stonehenge in New Hampshire, line up with other sites. Guess what they do? Chaco Canyon, New Mexico. Teotihuacan in Mexico, which is the largest pyramid on the planet, the bases. The Pyramid of the Sun, the Pyramid of the Moon. Another Nephilim architecture, Nephilim site. It runs right through there. Machu Picchu in Peru runs right through the center of the site, one of the standing stones. The Canary Islands, where these step pyramids are found there. And then, of course, the Great Pyramid in Giza. That's why There's two films on America Stonehenge. One is The Bell Connection. The other film is called The Axis Mundi, The Center of the World, because in some ways it is. That site was definitely connected to all these other sites, and it makes you wonder which site came first. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion on that. So we are looking at the fingerprints of the supernatural. There's no doubt about it. These are the fingerprints of the supernatural. We show all of this graphically demonstrated in the films, episodes 4 and episodes 5 of On the Trail of the Nephilim, streaming.lamarzulli.net, streaming.lamarzulli.net. Sit down, watch all 7 of them. I guarantee you'll just sit there and you go, I had no idea. That's what most people say. And when I present this at conferences, Dave, people just, you know, they flock to the table. They can't get there fast enough to, you know, equip themselves with basically all of it. All the information.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is mind-blowing new knowledge for a lot of folks out there listening to this, and you would think, well, come on now. You know, how could anything be that complex yet that simple? I mean, how do we know all this stuff? How do we determine this stuff came from where it did? Well, if you look at the Bible and you start piecing things together, I was always taught that God has a purpose for what is in the Scriptures. The Scriptures are written to specific tribes, to specific people. Certain scriptures are written for our learning. Others are written for our application and knowledge. And they all fit together like a hand in a glove. And there, nothing ever comes in contradiction. And this is one thing I was always taught, was if you ever want to test the word, if it comes back valid, it's of God. If it does not, it isn't.
Amen.
So Amen. So when we talk, because Chad, North Carolina, was talking about the Georgia Guidestones. Now, this is something that's totally different that a lot of my friends, many of them subscribe to QAnon, which you got to wonder sometimes about where they're getting their information. But when you look at stuff like this, and a lot of people thought that this all of a sudden just showed up in the 1980s, but you're saying it was decades ago. Now, is that more than the 1980s, or where do you think this came from, and what does it all mean?
Well, it's definitely arcane secret knowledge. I mean, the Georgia Guidestones are fairly new. You're right. I mean, in the 80s, that's when these things were erected. Pinto did a wonderful film on it, exposing who R.C. Christian was, which was really fascinating. And if you haven't seen that film, it's definitely worth seeing. Chris Pinto's site. He did a thing on the Guidestones. I've been there. I photographed it, filmed there. It was very windy that day. And for those of you who don't understand, the stones also show a sight hole, and that, of course, is to show the longest day of the year, the solstice, the summer solstice. So there's some of that in there, but it's not nearly as complex as America Stonehenge. What is interesting about the Guidestones, there are tenets there that for people to follow, and it's written in English and in Farsi and Sanskrit, different languages. Are there. And it basically, one of the most alarming tenets is to keep the global population under 500 million. That's what it says. So it completely discounts the God of the Bible, and it's a very humanistic approach to life, with occult underpinnings for sure.
Okay, that's what I was going to get at, because something sounds very nefarious to me. And when I first heard about Georgia Guidestones, and I said, wait a minute, why would anything, or why would history say that we can only have 500 million people on planet Earth? We know we're into the billions, yet people are still able to survive. So a lot of that stuff didn't make sense to me, LA, when we got into this discussion about the Georgia Guidestones. Like, look, I think somebody put that up there as a hoax. I think that it was put there to scare people. I think it's demonic. I don't believe that, you know, I mean, whatever is being put there, because Satan obviously is the author of confusion. And so,
sure,
you know, that's kind of where, you know, my whole mindset was going.
And I concur. This has nothing to do with the biblical prophetic narrative. This is a humanistic approach to survival on planet Earth. And its tenets are, I believe, in the Rosicrucians. I mean, that's what it really goes back to. And they are a cult group. I mean, no matter how you slice it, that's what they are, the Rosy Cross. So it's not Christianity as we know it. they may take some of the tenets of Christianity and intermingle it in there. But it has nothing to do with biblical prophecy. It has nothing to do with where we're going. These are the end times. We are in the birth pangs. We are not in the tribulation. The vaccine is not the mark of the beast. It may be a precursor to it, but it's not the mark. That doesn't happen through, you know, till midways of the tribulation. So we're not in the tribulation. People will disagree with that. That's fine. You know, believe what you want to believe. I'm not going to argue the point. But the bottom line is, in my opinion, we are in a window of time that is unprecedented. We are seeing things that we've never seen before. Everything is firing. The end time punch list is firing on all 8 cylinders. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's a mind blower, because a lot of people have read into this, and preachers, of course, have capitalized on this and basically spread fear amongst their congregations. And I just kind of like, well, wait a minute. Now, this doesn't make any sense. You're playing in the book of Revelation, which was a dream based on St. John the Divine. And all of these things, because we haven't actually seen the physical form. The dragon has not yet emerged, the Antichrist, and we're still trying to determine. There's so many different narratives about who the Antichrist is and what he's going to do and how people are going to fall away. And it could be the ways of the world as we're seeing it right now. I mean, I can't watch any of these videos that are out there now, these music videos. Half of them are, they look like they're encouraging people to kill themselves. You know, telling people that life is not worth living. And so it's like, when you find stuff like what you're talking about, which is historical in nature, and it basically, and I'm still fascinated by the Laygate, because, you know, the, I'm trying to think of the name of that Saint Germain was involved with, Joan of Arc and several other people way back when. You know, that they were talking about Laygates way back when, and the ability to time travel or travel between one point and another point. Do you think that was entirely possible, or do you think that's just somebody's, you know, fantasy and fiction put in a book?
There was a grid system that was over the planet, probably pre-flood, and then that grid system was later on, after the flood, attempted to resurrect itself on some level. That's why what we see with America Stonehenge, that there's connectivity between the sites. There's no doubt about it. But before the flood, we believe that the earth was connected with the ley lines, with the grid system. And the occultists believe this. All we've done is peel back the layers and validated from a biblical viewpoint. I think,
right,
remember, the fallen angels were here a lot more than one day. It went on for hundreds of years before the flood. So, you know, yes. I mean, I think that some of these things, look, the Great Pyramid is not a tomb. There's no doubt about that. Many of us look at it and think it was some sort of energy center. And it might have, you know, served to basically power almost the entire planet. We don't know. But there's stuff that just doesn't add up when you're over there.
Yeah, but the fact that you've got and had the ability, and it's really amazing that somebody named Kelsey Stone, third generation, would end up with a piece of property in New Hampshire and unearth all of this stuff, which are stones. No pun intended or play on words as to his name versus what he discovered. But the thing that fascinates me is him getting on Google Earth and finding out the cross section and tying the two ends together. It's just, that's insane.
Well, it's absolutely mind boggling, because no one knew that. That site lay dormant, if you can use that word, or all this information undetected until Kelsey Stone blew the lid off on it. So, in other words, that thing, the knowledge of all that was concealed for thousands of years, and Kelsey was the one who discovered it. He's the one that discovered it. It's just absolutely mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. So once again, there's a hidden history that has been deliberately obfuscated from the peoples of the world. Because why? It goes against the Darwinian paradigm and points to a supernatural worldview. And in Darwinism, there is no supernatural. There are no ultimate truths. There is no right or wrong. There is no God of the Bible. So you've got a real disparity between ideologies, between worldviews. And Christianity tells us, wait a minute, we are at war with this entity known as the dragon, i.e. Satan. We are in a cosmic war, and we're headed up to the moment of time where Satan puts his man in the temple who will declare himself to be God. And then it's over. And he's bound for 1,000 years when we start the millennial kingdom here, which many of us, you know, think that it's sooner than later. But we'll see. I'm not a date setter. We'll see where it goes.
No doubt. And, of course, 844-769-2944. You do not have a whole lot of time to call in if you've got questions for L.A. Marzulli. Bob in Missouri, how are you, sir?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with L.A. Marzulli.
L.A. Marzulli, what's a website you can get this information on? And how do you spell your name anyway? Is there a particular spelling on that or what?
It's just M as in Mary, A-R, Z as in zebra, U-L-L-I. If you go to streaming, like a stream, streaming.lamarzulli.net, you'll see all 21 films. What we've been talking about today is On the Trail of a Nephilim. There are 7 films in that series. Streaming.lamarzulli.net. If you want to buy the hard copies, you can go to lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. That's the store. Everything is available right there.
And Bob, here's something else too. Bob, we will post this online. We'll post this online for you, so you'll have it online. We always do that.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Hollywood's answer for all this would be that the flying saucers that did this, and looking from up above and stuff like that. They're always bringing that point up, and the movie that really kind of typifies this is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You might not, either one of you seen that movie, but really what that was, was with Richard Dreyfuss when they were coming to where the flying saucer was on that mountain. Really what that represented was Moses going up to see God. That's what was really being represented there, okay?
Yeah, so let me weigh in on that because we kind of started with that. There's a free film on YouTube. On my YouTube channel, L.A. Marzulli. It's called UFO Disclosure, The Coming Great Deception and the Luciferian Endgame. So we'll circle back to what we started the interview with. The bottom line is it will show you that this is the coming great deception. When they reveal themselves, everything changes. Everything changes. Life as we know it on this planet turns on a dime. Everything changes. They will tell us so-called E.T., which is not E.T., they're not from Zeta Reticuli or some other star system. They are, in fact, the fallen angels. That's what they are. This whole thing is a massive deception, that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Men faint from fear of what is coming upon the earth. This is the coming great deception. They, E.T., will tell us that they created all life on this planet, that they genetically manipulated early man into his present form. They started the world's first civilizations, started the world's religions, and now at this critical juncture, they are back to usher mankind into a new age, a golden age. And this is where, circling back again to what we talked about in the very first 15, 20 minutes, this is where the apostasy of the great falling away comes in. Because when they show up, everything changes. And you will watch Christians who profess to know Jesus, you'll watch them turn from their faith and believe the lie. God sends them strong delusion because they did not believe the truth. What is the truth? That Jesus spoke everything into existence. By him, all things were made. And without him, nothing that was not made that was made. End of story. You either believe that or you believe the ruse of Darwinism, where this whole thing is just random and happened by chance. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Recanted on that whole thing. Marx, he wanted to put that, or was it Marx or Stalin wanted to put that in the beginning of his book? Because they knew that was a atheist. And but you know what? I cannot disagree with you, and with a lot being told. I think people are waking up to this fact. I think this whole ruse is going to come down very quickly. Just like in the Soviet Union, they came down in a few days. And I think it's coming up for worldwide, especially in this country. I think people are waking up. The churches have been, these are government churches we got here. We've been taken over by communism a long time ago. And people are waking up to that fact. So I think this whole ruse, the aliens, all that other stuff, it's all going to come to an end. And I think it's going to come down very quickly. And I think there is going to be an era of truth coming up, not deception. You can look at that in a number of ways, what the Bible says there. And I don't think it's going to happen that way, you know. When Christ comes back, he's going to, they're talking about rapture and all that other stuff. That's all garbage from some crazy woman from Scotland and stuff like that. That's all a ruse that churches have used. We have government churches here, like we used to talk about, hey, we got Christian churches here in America. And in Russia and stuff like that, they're all government-controlled. No, we're government-controlled right now. And even Russia is better off than we are in that respect. So it's like any time the upper echelon, that's what rots first, okay? The fish rots from the top bottom. And so that's what's happening in our country. In just about every, in the schools, in the churches, but the people are waking up, you know? I think it's going to come to an end. It's going to come down drastically on these people. And I look at a great, great time coming up in the near future. So I think you guys should, hey, look forward to this Christmas. Look forward to coming up. And it's a fascinating subject what you got here. I'm going to look into this stuff you're talking about. And, hey, what
well,
a
we
wild
appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks for your call. Yeah, we're kind of breaking up there a little bit. Streaming.lamarzulli.net. And you can watch all 21 films. And I'm going to go on the YouTube one and look the UFO disclosure up there, because there's, you know, too many things that are coming out about what the United States government knew and what they've been hiding from us. And, you know, people like even my wife swears that they saw a UFO, and their mother goes, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, our level of belief, I think, has a lot to do with what we're willing to accept and what we're not willing to accept. L.A. Marzulli, we thank you so much for being on the Power Hour with us this time. We're going to obviously have to have you back again soon.
We'd love to do it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. Same to you, sir. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have concluded another segment of the Power Hour. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, if we didn't get a chance to wish you that. And, of course, the holiday season is upon us. And just remember to put him first. That's what matters. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.